Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, April 16th, 2012. One more day until the tax deadline, and of course, one more day until the special CDA primary. Hope you had a great weekend. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partner, KAPR AM 930, serving Cochise County and all of southeastern Arizona out of Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com. And there are three venues where you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world. My website, buckmastershow.com, TucsonSentinel.com, Tucson's online service, and TucsonCitizen.com all have the Buckmaster Show available for you. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to one. We kick things off on a Monday afternoon with the Monday Political Face-Off, today featuring commentators Paul Eckerstrom and John Munger. 30 minutes past the hour, a newsmaker interview with Tucson City Councilwoman Shirley Scott. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040, email questions at buckmastershow.com, or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. Monday is the political face-off. John Munger, Tucson attorney, former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010, and Paul Eckerstrom is with us. I almost said Vince Serbago, because yeah. Of course, that's usually John's teammate, but Vince had some business that he had to take care of today, so we asked Paul Eckerstrom, vice chair of the Democratic Party, to come in, and gladly Paul did, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, well, I'm usually on the A-team with Bruce Ash, but yeah. I got sent down to the minors.
To the minors here. Yeah.
I like it. The
Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Our friend Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Gentlemen, good to see you. We do have the CDA. It's big for the especially for the Republicans, John Munger, because Ron Barber is unopposed.
Right.
And this is to see who will face Mr. Barber, and I shared with you this poll, and Paul hasn't really seen it yet. It's a new poll that came out from, there were 300 likely voters from National Research Incorporated conducted this poll, and it says basically that Jesse Kelly would defeat Ron Barber 49-45 in a ballot matchup. On the other hand, Barber defeats Dave Sitton 43-39%. Barber ties Martha McSally, and Barber defeats Frank Antonori 46-40. And of course, this is assuming John Munger. This poll is assuming that Jesse Kelly wins tomorrow.
Yeah, it does, and you know, it's a nice poll. The good part is that it's likely voters, which is more impressive, but the fact that it's only 300 likely voters indicates that it's not a broad-based poll. It's interesting. I suspect the numbers are ballpark correct. It's going to be a tight race, no matter who runs. I think that Ron Barber is
beatable?
He's beatable by all of the Republicans, very frankly. I'm not very impressed with Ron Barber. I don't know what he has ever done other than be a government employee. And that's not what we need. We need somebody who's actually made a payroll, who understands how to create jobs, understands the effects of regulations and taxes on job creators. And I don't think Ron Barber has any of that understanding. I think he's basically a guy who understands the Democratic talking points, and he's going to vote with the Democratic caucus. He's going to vote with Nancy Pelosi.
Paul Eckerstrom, Ron Barber has a large following. There's no two ways around it.
Yeah, he created the foundation for the civility and understanding after the shooting.
Which is a joke.
Okay. John thinks it's a joke.
I
think it's
a
good thing and a very positive thing that he did. But, you know, John is misrepresenting Ron Barber's career because not only was he very involved in government in helping people of with disabilities through his career, but he also, him and his wife, had a business for 22 years in a resale of baby, you know, accoutrements and did that for 22 years. So he understands payroll, just like John said he doesn't. He understands regulations and businesses that have to deal with that, and small businesses especially. And so I think it's disingenuous for people to paint him as some sort of just a bureaucrat his whole life. That's not true. 22 years in a business, he has that as well. I think you meld the two, and he's got great experience. Jesse Kelly, he doesn't even have he just has a high school diploma, for God's sakes. And the other thing I would—that's
an elitist comment.
It is an elitist comment. Yeah, you know why? Yeah. Because I want somebody who understands issues representing me in Congress.
Oh my God! You're saying that to be a U.S. congressman, you've got to have something beyond a high school education.
I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just saying, John, that is it's kind of a
Paul says something it helps.
It certainly helps. And the other thing I would say ridiculous. About this poll. Yeah. Is it's hard to say what's going to happen in the special election. It doesn't surprise me because it's a Republican district in right. advantage by about 5 points. And it also is one of those districts – in a special election, turnout is always lower, and that always hurts Democrats. But these polls are really hard to predict because they don't really know who's really going to show up. They can ask on the phone, are you going to vote? People will say yes, and then ultimately in a special election, it's hard to see who's going to vote. So that's a real speculative poll.
As far as I'm concerned,
about this college degree thing, John, you don't really think that should be an issue at all?
I don't think it's an issue. I think that we have numerous governors and congresspeople who have various degrees of education. This liberal concept that everybody has to have a college education to be successful in life is just ridiculous. There are plenty of opportunities for people who have no interest in college to be highly successful, highly prosperous people. Jesse Kelly is in the construction industry. And the construction industry, it is replete with people who have less than college educations, who are highly successful.
They're good at a trade.
And the problem with the liberal mentality is you see they're controlled by the university types who are very elitist, and there's this tie that if you haven't gone to some elite college, you just aren't smart enough to understand how brilliant the liberals and progressives are. My view is anybody that would start the Civility Institute is a little off base to start with. I mean, that Civility Institute is nothing but a mechanism to try and censor fair debate in our society. American society, since its inception, has involved very heated debates. All you have to do is go back and look at the elections back in the 1700s and early 1800s. Americans want more debate, not less debate. And the interesting and hypocritical thing is it's always the liberals who are chastising everybody else on the one hand for being uncivil, but then they call you an extremist, they call you a radical, they call you all of these names. It's fine for them, but they want to shut everybody else up.
I'm one to debate. Everybody knows that. But look at civility is important in the debate. Yes, we can disagree. Yes, we should have strong opinions. Yes, we should put them out there. But we should at least have respect enough for the other person you're debating not to call them names. And let me
a whole institute set up on this? We have so many
John,
other more.
One of the you're things, taking a positive thing and making it a negative. I don't quite understand that.
In fairness to Ron Barber, he is also working to stop bullying.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
In schools. Anyway, let's take Emil Franzi. Emil is with us on the Buckmaster Show and host, of course, of his own Saturday afternoon program.
I'm sure Emil's going to hammer me. Right
Go
now.
Ahead, Emil.
No, I just like to bring up a couple of guys that, you know, would be disqualified by the no college education rule. One of them was Harry Truman, and the other was Barry Morris Goldwater. So perhaps you could comment on that one, guys.
Well, I'll comment on it. Yeah, there's people out there can handle the job. But you know what? Jesse Kelly kind of basically told it all when he said that Saudi Arabia has less – I mean, we have more oil reserves than Saudi Arabia. He doesn't have basic understanding of certain issues like Social Security and Medicare, which he wants to do away with. That's a problem I have. If he didn't talk like he was ignorant, then I wouldn't think he was ignorant.
Paul, there are new figures out. The president is the one that's off base when he says we have only 2% of the world's oil reserves. He's only counting the amount of oil that is actually being pumped. He's not counting our true reserves that we can't get to. And they have now looked at our true reserves, and there is an argument to be made I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
No.
There are new studies out by the Petroleum Institute that indicate we have far greater oil reserves than anybody ever thought. And it is a deceiving comment, totally wrong, to count only the oil reserves that are currently under lease and not to count the true oil reserves that we can now get to with fracking.
Let's work Jerry in next on the Buckmaster Show Live Line before we take the break. And I think Jerry wants to talk about the high school degree, right? Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, gentlemen, you know, you're forgetting about Bill Gates.
Yeah, they're Bill Gates. Try Bill Gates.
Excuse me. And the gentleman with Dell Computer.
Yeah, Michael Dell.
Right. And of course, he already mentioned Harry Truman.
That's right. And you could go on and on.
Oh, that's true. And the other thing is...
How about George Washington?
But the government. The government, their own on their... I was listening to...
How about Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah. There was covering the government stating that there's all this oil. You're forgetting about the oil on the private lands as well as public lands. And there's even information with your own government of... government agencies are talking about having so much oil. So that's just a good point.
Thanks, Jerry. Go ahead, Paul, real quickly before the break.
I didn't say that you couldn't be president if you didn't have a college education. But I'll say one thing. Bill Gates went to Harvard. He just left early because he quit after
1 year.
And Bill Gates knew what he was doing and saying. I mean, I'm sorry. The Saudi Arabia has a hell of a lot more oil than we do, period. End of story. And I don't care what you say, John.
Wrong.
You can just – no, I'm not.
All
I
right,
mean,
well,
every single study says otherwise.
No,
every geologist –
You haven't read the latest study.
We'll continue with this. We do have to take a break. This is the Monday Political Face-Off. Paul Eckerstrom is with us and John Munger, and we will continue. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Augustus Paris Antiques is a very special place for the discriminating antique collector, specializing in one-of-a-kind pieces of 19th century to mid-20th century European antique furniture and objects of art. Owner Roberta Franzheim has a great eye for quality and lasting appeal. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, moesgallery.com. This is a family-owned business, Moe Gaul, G-A-U-L. Great guy, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's working on a big job for me at this very moment. I'm sure he's back in the shop as he's listening to the Buckmaster Show. John Munger is with us, and Paul Eckerstrom on our Monday Political Face-Off. Been talking about a high school education versus having a college degree and running for Congress, and talking about energy. And I still want to get in here before we close out this New York Times article that the Obama administration targeting Arizona, saying the growing Latino population may turn Arizona blue. But right now we go to David on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, how are you, Bill? And was it John and Paul, right?
Yes, John and Paul today.
All right. You know, I was interested in what kind of a unique way of getting things done. It's called market forces. And I heard one of your guests there talking about some oil study that said that there was plenty of oil in the ground. Well, as far as the markets are concerned, the stock markets, they don't believe that. They don't believe it for a minute. And the idea that, I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's fracking, but there's also another way to get oil out of the ground, but it involves taking fresh water and injecting it deep into the ground to make the remaining oil float. And then they suck the remaining oil up, but that good, fresh, clean water is trapped underground for all of eternity, and or until the next volcano comes. And so the idea of taking fresh water, which you can make a lot of money on, a multiplier effect, as soon as it's used by somebody else, it can be used by somebody else and somebody else. You let the oil companies buy it for agricultural prices and then inject it into the ground. You're going to lock it away from future recirculation as an income stream.
Okay. John Munger, what about David's point here that the stock market doesn't buy the fact that we are swimming in oil?
Well, what the stock market understands is that we can't get to the oil because the Obama administration has shut off all drilling on the continental shelves on both sides of our country, has shut off drilling in Alaska. and has shut off the oil pipeline from Canada. So basically what the stock market understands is that, oh, and the Obama administration has actually cut the number of permits that the federal government grants on its lands by 38%.
So they're just being realistic and looking at the
reality.
They're
just looking at and saying, yeah, there's plenty of, there may be plenty of oil, but you can't get to it because
that's just wrong. I mean, no, the Obama administration has actually increased the amount of drilling we're doing for oil.
Not on federal land.
More than the Bush administration.
Not on federal land.
That's not true.
And they have cut the number of permits on
And saying that we're not drilling on the continental shelf, that's not true. He's opened up a lot of that now, we shut it down for a while because of what happened in the Gulf, but now that's being reopened back up.
No, it isn't true.
And Keystone Pipeline is going to be approved. I'll guarantee you that after they reapply for it.
Yeah.
Now here's the bottom line. The bottom line is oil is we've hit peak oil in the world. We got to get off oil because there isn't we're using more than that can be produced, and it's going to be very expensive. And the way to do it is to use all of the above strategy. Yeah, go after
what
oil
we have. We have 100 years of oil.
We have huge amounts of natural gas resources in this country.
Yeah,
we are converting
swimming,
over.
We have plenty of oil.
We can natural gas,
and
coal.
We can convert over to solar. We can convert over to wind. We can use all of the above strategy, and we can conserve better. If we do that, we can get off foreign oil, which is a national security issue more than anything else.
Here's the problem, Paul. You folks are always the one that says, "Oh, we shouldn't drill for oil because it takes 3 to 5 years to get to the oil." Now, if that's in fact true, which it is, then how can it be that any of the oil we've gotten in 3 years from during the Obama administration has anything to do with Obama? It all came from prior administrations. Obama has actually cut the number of permits on federal lands by 38%. The oil we have today has nothing to do with Barack Obama.
Let's switch from oil to the growing Latino population. May turn Arizona blue. A major piece, Paul Eckerstrom, in yesterday's New York Times, that the Obama camp is targeting Arizona.
Yeah, I think because of how extreme our legislature has done.
That's uncivil.
Well, no, come on, John.
We don't want to do that. That's not politically
their
correct.
Their positions, whether it be on women's issues, their positions, whether it be on immigration issues, have been so extreme that I think the more moderately conservative folks in this state may swing more Democratic in this next election cycle. But more importantly, you're right. There's demographic shifts going on in this state that are people moving here, and it changes all the time. It changed from being a Democratic state in the 50s to a Republican state, and now it's kind of maybe shifting back. And it's just going to – and it may not happen this cycle. It may not happen in the next cycle. But in the next 10 years, I think Arizona is going to be a very competitive state in terms of Democrat and Republican or conservative versus more liberal positions. It's going to be kind of right in the middle. And because of that, I think elections are going to be a little more exciting in the future here, especially the presidential ones.
Well, I think that's very interesting. You know, we have every single one of our statewide elected officials is a Republican. In our legislature, in our Senate, we have 21 Republicans and 9 Democrats. In the House of Representatives, we have 40 Republicans and 20 Democrats. Clearly, the Republican Party is the party that is getting the support of Arizonans. And I welcome the Democratic Party to spend – I hope they spend a lot of money in Arizona because they won't be spending it elsewhere. And as far as I'm concerned, the people in Arizona continue to vote. We have the for Republicans. We have the largest representation ever of the Republican Party in our House, our Senate, and in our statewide elected representatives. And so I think it's very interesting that the big deal for the Democrats is the Hispanic vote. That's just indicative of why the Democrats don't want to stop the illegal aliens from coming over and why they don't want to have any.
Let's let Paul have the last word here.
Yeah, you know, frankly, if you look at the polling data on the issues in Arizona, people are much more moderate than the legislature has been putting out there. And I think it's turning people off what that legislature has done. And it, on issues of education, on women's issues, you just on healthcare issues, you go down the line, Democrats could do very well here, especially as the demographic shifts happen in the state. And I don't think the Obama administration would be the campaign would make a mistake coming into this.
So what
Paul and John, we got to go. All right. Thank you very much. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Mohs Gallery and Fine Framing. Mohs is at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at MohsGallery.com. Check out Mohs Gallery, family run and owned since 1985. Coming up next, Shirley Scott, Tucson City Councilwoman. Lots to talk about what's going on in the city. That's coming up next on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Bruce and John, thank you very much. Have a great afternoon.
Paul.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The man at the center of a spending scandal in the government's General Services Administration is keeping silent. Jeffrey Neely took the fifth today as a House panel began the first of four hearings that are scheduled this week in Congress. Republicans accuse President Obama of pitting Americans against each other. Debate is underway in the Senate ahead of a vote on whether to impose Obama's Buffett rule taxes on the wealthy. Mitt Romney says he has a target date in mind for picking a running mate, but he tells ABC News that he is not going to reveal that date at this time. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 104 points at 12,954, the NASDAQ 20 points lower, the S&P trading 1 point higher. More details at srnnews.com.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
12:34. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Our thanks to John Munger and Paul Eckerstrom for a very spirited Monday political face-off. But this is going to be spirited, too, because Shirley Scott joins us now on the Buckmaster Show. Shirley Scott, Tucson City Councilwoman. Shirley, how have you been?
Well, we're doing very well, thank you. And I think
Were you at the groundbreaking?
I was not able to go to that, but I understand most of the elected officials in the area were there. If you're talking about
because I know you go to a lot of groundbreakings, don't you? Talking about the modern streetcar, which would be called SunLink.
Yes.
Are you excited about it?
Well, you know, it's beyond excitement to this point. It's a reality. There may be some folks out there that still don't believe
it's going to happen.
Well, when you've placed an order for actual hard-earned dollars for a manufacturing plant in Oregon to actually put together the engine and the cars required, plus we've closed off the streets downtown to lay track, I think that's a better indication to anybody that there really is going to be a modern-day streetcar in this town. It's just going to be on time.
Yeah, 4 months, though, of construction, which began last week.
Yes.
Congress Street will be closed between Toole and Stone Avenue, and 4th Avenue closed between 6th Street and University Boulevard. And our heart goes out to the business people, because this is going to be a tough 4 months, to the restaurant and business owners there.
Oh, absolutely. But they were included in the loop, and the city is not in the business of trying to put people out of business. If people wish to see exactly what's happening on a day-to-day or updated version, they can go to a website called, and this is all one word, TucsonModernStreetcar.com.
TucsonModernStreetcar.com.
Yes, and so that would give everyone an opportunity to take their pictures being taken of what exactly is going on.
Do you think folks will ride the streetcar?
Well, I sincerely hope so, and I cannot see any reason, any hindering of that. This is put in place in order to connect the university to the downtown area, and which along that route, it has been proven over and over again in other cities. As soon as you put in a streetcar line, then the property all along that line will escalate in terms of development, and there's a hope that retail and commercial will be all along that line, and above it will be student housing and perhaps even private housing.
And I think there is some evidence already that that's happening, isn't
Absolutely.
There?
Yeah. I mean, once you start a major project like that, good things come of it. It just takes so doggone long, and I appreciate that. I'm sorry about it, but that's the way it is.
Shirley Scott is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman. If you would like to talk with Councilwoman Scott, she would be glad to hear from you and would welcome your comment at 790-2040, 790-2040. That is the Buckmaster Show hotline, live line number. What about this front page piece that Josh Brodesky did yesterday in the Arizona Daily Star? The developer, landowner, Alan Norville, met behind closed doors with the Rio Nuevo board and city members who are part of that mediation team. Should that have just been, do you know what Mr. Norville, what does he want?
Sure, I don't know the details. I'm sure it has probably a lot to do with his property and his hotel.
Which he owns a prime piece of property just west of the Tucson Convention Center, and he made this closed-door presentation last week to the mediation teams representing the Rio Nuevo board and the city. The two sides, of course, are trying to work out disputes over land, ownership, and money. So why not make the presentation at the city council meeting?
He certainly could do that. The fact that he has chosen not to do so far is certainly his prerogative. He went to the Rio Nuevo board, and that was not the same as going to the city council. So he's more than welcome to go before the city council. Just get yourself agendized. It's his choice. He's a private entrepreneur.
Should these meetings be open, the mediation, or is there some legal reason that the mediation has to be behind closed doors?
We at the city council have wanted to have a lot of transparency and have these meetings open between the Rio Nuevo Board and this Tucson City Council. However, our mediator has said that according to law, if you decide that you're going to open it up for everyone to see, then mediation, as has been established, is stopped. And therefore, mediation is terminated. Now you're out in the public and you're just going back and forth. If we wish to get resolution and we want to have something happen, then our mediator has said, until that such time as we can and we're done, it's better if we continue as is.
How are things going to fix up the Tucson Convention Center?
Oh, I think there's a brighter future ahead for that because the city of Tucson is pledging $1 million on its side, and I believe the Rio Nuevo Board has decided to do a similar amount.
I think the million from the city will go to fix the bleachers, and you want to just leave the headset? You can just leave your headset off. It's not on? Oh, that's okay.
That's here. Right.
Anyway, $1 million to fix up the bleachers, and the Rio Nuevo people would put up $1 million to fix
some of the bathrooms.
Some of the bathrooms.
Not all, but some.
Because there are a lot of complaints that those bathrooms
Absolutely.
Are aging and smelly and, it's just not
modern, shall we say. They not up to snuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, so what's the future of the TCC?
Well, that's really up to
a
negotiation that's ongoing between the Rio Nuevo Board and the City Council. We are doing our very best to make sure the information is flowing from our side. We hope that all of the members of the Rio Nuevo Board are receiving all of the information at all times. I do know that the Rio Nuevo Board had released to the public before it released it to the City of Tucson an audit that they did. The problem with that is there was information that was missing. You know what happens when you have information that's missing? You give a call. You say, I'm missing information on this, and I need this to be documented. That apparently did not happen, and that's unfortunate because before an audit, before you call something an audit, I would think you'd want all of the missing pieces noted. Say you do or you do not have backup material for this. And the city has backup material for all of the missing items that they claim were missing in their audit. That's kind of unfortunate, but we do have from the city side all the information they could possibly want.
12:42 on the Buckmaster Show. It is the Monday edition. Shirley Scott is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman. Why not just name Mr. Miranda as the permanent city manager? He was with us a week or so ago here on the Buckmaster Show, and I, for one, think he's doing a good job. But of course, I'm not there at City Hall every day. But I don't hear a lot of complaints about the job he's doing.
I do not hear serious complaints about the job he's
so
doing.
Let's put his name on the on the agenda this week, and let's just make Mr. Miranda the city manager.
Well, I think you'll recall that the mayor, when he was running, said he would like to have a search done. So he's trying to fulfill that promise. Also, the city council did appoint one manager at one time, and we were severely criticized for doing that. So we're saying, let's move forward with this, but let's also make sure that Mr. Miranda has a fair chance as part of the whole search, and then we'll make a decision. And I believe he comes with very good credentials.
Are you hearing good things?
I always hear good things about Mr. Miranda. And the nice thing is he's the first city manager to actually publish for anyone to read monthly reports on every department and where they are and what they're up to and where the finances are. That's really helpful.
Probably the number one complaint you get at your office, and I'm sure all the council people, I'm just guessing here, but it's probably about the potholes.
Absolutely. we all drive on these streets as well. And just as a matter of fact, I think you would have read in a February article that in this region, since the year 2002, the state legislature, which is highly Republican majority, since 2002, has taken $80 million that are transportation-related dollars. That's from both the city and the county and the surrounding area. That's $80 million since 2002, incrementally taking it and then you wonder why we don't have money to fix the roads. When you make a budget and you assume the money generated here would come back according to the state laws and the formulas, that you would actually get that money back and not have to worry about it.
From the gas tax.
From the HERF
money. That money was supposed to go to the city of Tucson, but it didn't.
Absolutely. And the lottery money. There's a certain percentage of lottery money that is also supposed to come back to the city of Tucson. Both of those funds were hit very hard by the state legislature. $80 million is a lot. And that's why we are so worried about getting more money, and I just don't know how we can retrieve $80 million.
When we continue, we'll talk about possible solutions to at least getting some money to fix some of the potholes in the city of Tucson. Do you have a concern about the city? Well, now's the time. Shirley Scott is here. She'd be delighted to take your question at 790-2040 as we continue with the Buckmaster Show for this Monday afternoon.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Why travel to Paris in search of that special antique when you have Augustus Paris Antiques right here in Tucson? Owner Roberta Fransheim specializes in selecting one-of-a-kind pieces of European antique furniture and objects of art from the 19th century to mid-20th century chic. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Coming up now on 1250 on The Buckmaster Show, welcome back. Support for this portion of The Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Check out their impressive website at SplendidoTucson.com. Shirley Scott is my guest in studio. Shirley, we were talking about potholes, but there's a caller who did not want to go on the air, and I can certainly sympathize with this caller who asks, when will all the weeds be removed from the city medians? I mean, our city's looking kind of, it's looking kind of junky.
Looking very seedy. And I can only tell you that with the monies that are available for both potholes and for medians, the City Transportation Department personnel have made the decision that there will be removal of these weeds, which is currently occurring on several arterials in this city. So there is a genuine effort to sponsor the city workers and also private companies to do weed removal. I know that on golf links, if you've been down there, I saw them removing the weeds, and it just made all the difference in the world. I think, as the caller has suggested, it does make us look less than respectable. And the city will do what it can with the monies available, and that's the best we can do. But I think if we can get the arterials addressed, that will be the most helpful.
And I'll put a plug in for my neck of the woods, because I go by there every day and the weeds are really out of control. And that is the median area at Fort Lowell and Swan. Fort Lowell and Swan, if anyone from the city maintenance department is listening, it'd be great if you could swing by there and take a look at all of those weeds. Anyway, another caller who did not want to go on the air, this has to do with the collective budgets for the city and county over the past 10 years, why can't we save, this caller is asking, why can't we save, say, 1 or even 2% just to fix the roads, have that dedicated from the budget?
Well, there actually is a rather large budget that goes to both the city and the county's transportation budgets. However, many of those dollars are ones that have strings attached. That's the easiest way to put it. And so they cannot be used for certain purposes. But for the kinds of things that we're talking about today, road maintenance as such, that can be done and is done by the department. I think $20 million is set aside every year to attend to the miles and miles and miles of streets that are within the city limits of Tucson. So once you say that $1 million a mile to redo, that means take it right down to the dirt and build it back up again and make a nice smooth surface. $1 million a mile in this city, $20 million, how many miles? Not too many. So stretching those dollars to do all the other things is what we're having to do. And I agree with the caller. It does make a big difference when you fix the roads so that people don't have their
alignment,
rough road.
The alignment, hitting those potholes. I know that I've spent a couple $100 on alignment. Also, Rose, my producer, pointing out, what about tires? That's a huge issue too. But anyway, it is a big problem. Mm-hmm. You're the interim transportation director, Tony. Is it Paez?
Yes, Tony Paez. Tony, used to be the transportation director.
He has. I guess he's filling the big shoes of Jim Glock, who moved on. But Tony was quoted in an article recently in The Star saying he's never seen in his career, and he's been in the transportation business many years, the roads in such a state of deterioration.
Absolutely. We all know that. And I would say, do you think $80 million would have helped? I think it would have. And if they had not been taken from us, this is money generated here. That's what the point is. Money generated here must by law be sent to the state legislature's coffers, and then by formula, they send it back to us.
How do they get away with not sending it back?
We under
because
protest,
they're the legislature and they can get away with it?
They have legal rights to do the things they are doing. And it's not just our area. Don't forget, all the cities and towns across this state have had the same experience. So we all have said under protest, we do not like this. We'd like you to find other ways to balance your budget. Please do so. And so far, we have not been able to make headway with that.
The city budget is coming up. You operate on a fiscal year. No layoffs. Is that pretty much what you're
That's
hearing?
That's correct. With all the kinds of retirements and vacancies not filled, those kinds of things, with all of that in place, there has been no need yet to lay off personnel. There are people who have signed up to do what is called the drop program. That means they say that that means they're going to retire at a, they have 5 years from that moment to the deadline, years to either retire or not. And in many departments, there is a serious number of people who are going to retire. In some cases, the upper management will be gone. Their archival knowledge and their seniority will go with them. So we will be sort of waiting to see new people in the department either move up or new ones come in.
Shirley Scott is with us, Tucson City Councilwoman, and we could probably squeeze in a call, and you don't need to go on the air. We've had a couple of callers who did not want their voice to go over the air, but they had a couple of very good questions, 790-2040. This was interesting. You know, the city of Tucson is very dependent on sales tax, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this piece that was in the Arizona Republic, I had no idea, but this is the story, I guess. Four Arizona cities, that Glendale, Phoenix, Tucson, and Mesa, are among the nation's top 10 municipalities for the highest sales tax levies in the country. And I guess Scottsdale, Chandler, and Gilbert are just slightly lower. So we're in that 9% range. We're up there.
Well, we are, but that is not to say that the city of Tucson gets 9% sales tax. That, when you break it down, the city of Tucson comes into a little over 2%. Some of those other things that are included in the sales tax include some of the things that people have voted for that say they wish to have done, namely RTA projects and that kind of thing. If you take a really good look at all the taxes that you do pay, there's a full listing of those on bills that you get and so forth. Excuse the expression.
So you, yeah, but you're saying out of that 9%, really only about 2% goes back to the city of Tucson.
Right. It's a little over 2%. And so the rest goes to the state, and that's kind of where we are.
By the way, Portland, Oregon, and Anchorage, Alaska, tied for the lowest since neither city has a sales tax, along with no state sales tax. Boy, that would be nice. No city or state tax to deal with. But then again, I don't think I could handle the winter up in Anchorage. I mean, I've been there in the summer, and it's a beautiful area, but I could not handle, especially Anchorage had the most snow they have ever recorded in a winter this past winter.
Wow.
And Portland, if you like the rain, that's great.
Yeah. You know, the 2%, I just like to say that people who buy on the internet are very proud of the fact they don't pay the kinds of local sales taxes.
Yeah, they don't pay the sales tax.
They just rejoice. And I certainly understand from a budget and a personal budget point of view. But here's the other side of that. For every nickel or dime that doesn't go into the city's coffers, that means that when your house goes on fire, if there were not enough money to cover the cost of a replacement fire truck, then when your house goes on fire, the city would then be able to fax you a picture of the vehicle they could not buy because the city's sales taxes were not high enough to afford it. It's that kind of dilemma.
Support local merchants is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. Support local people. Support your local businesses for sure, because they're the ones who also rely on business, and that's very important.
It is very important, and we strongly encourage people to go to the BuckmasterShow.com website and support the local businesses who support our program. Shirley Scott, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Good to see you. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by a local person, Flowers Rieger and Associates, his team, Mike Flowers of Certified Public Accountants. Boy, Mike is going to be so happy, I think, after tomorrow, the tax deadline. Yeah, 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. This is now the season coming up where Michael and his team can actually take a little breather and maybe go on vacation. But if you're looking for a CPA, we strongly recommend Michael C. Flowers. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We've enjoyed being with you. We love being with you Monday through Friday, noon to one. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice.